Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri yesterday said the centre is taking all precautions and keeping an eye on the situation in Singapore after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal appealed to it to cancel all flights with the city-state as a very dangerous coronavirus strain has been detected there. COVID-19 vaccines that are available in the United States are effective against the deadly variant that was first detected in India, top US health officials said on Tuesday. The B.1.617 virus variant, first identified in India last year, has been classified as a variant of concern at the global level by the World Health Organization. Vodafone Idea, doing business as V in India, yesterday launched a special COVID-19 relief offer for its low-income subscribers. The telecom service provider said that with this provision, V is hopeful of enabling its customers to stay connected safely and have access to all necessary information in these challenging times. Amid the debate over shortage of COVID-19 vaccines in the country and export of vaccines from India, Serum Institute of India said the company never exported vaccines at the cost of people in India and it remains committed to the country's vaccination program. The vaccine maker's statement comes at a time when India is witnessing the second wave of COVID-19 pandemic. Amid shortage of COVID-19 vaccines, the opposition has been targeting Prime Minister Modi and his government for exporting vaccines earlier this year. Hospitals in Delhi have reported a rise in the number of black fungus cases or mucormycosis among people recovering from COVID-19 during the second wave, and it could be ascribed to irrational use of steroids at home without consulting a doctor, medical experts said yesterday. The fungal infection, which affects the brain, lungs and sinuses, can be lethal to those suffering from diabetes and having compromised immune systems. Hyderabad-based Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine Covaxin's phase 2 and 3 clinical trials for the age group of 2 to 18 years will begin in 10 to 12 days. The national regulator, Drugs Controller General of India, had last week given its nod to Bharat Biotech in this matter. The trial will be conducted on 525 healthy volunteers. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal yesterday announced a slew of decisions to provide relief to families affected with COVID-19 in the national capital. Kejriwal said the Delhi government will provide Rs 50,000 ex gratia to families who have lost any member due to the coronavirus. Besides, he also announced a monthly pension of Rs 2,500 for families who have lost their breadwinner due to COVID-19. Delhi government will provide free education to children who have lost their parents due to COVID-19. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.